it's just the habit of discipline. It's not just the habit of exercise or the habit of moving the body, but it's the habit of discipline that then expands into other parts of life. Welcome to the Rising Tribe. I'm Jared.
And I'm Austin.
And our goal is to inspire young men to build strong families and discover their potential as men, husbands, and fathers.
And we'll do this by having authentic conversations about faith, family, health, and business as we strive to level up our lives and the lives around us. Welcome to our April duo episode. Jared and I have had quite a crazy month, and that is why we're filming a little bit later this month, April 22nd. But a lot of new things on my end, and I feel like I've been running around and just juggling responsibilities, but that's what life is. It's a fun skill to learn. We closed on our new home on April 11th, and we have listed as of today our townhome on the MLS to rent out. So that is a huge victory for us, and I'm sitting in my new office, which is just a bunch of books, boxes of books right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's awesome, man. And you just ran a Tough Mudder, and I saw that you had a whole bunch of dudes involved in it. So tell me more about that, dude.
This is so cool because there were three like main groups that did the Tough Mudder that I ran with, actually five main groups. So in the group on day one, we ran a 12-mile race, which was with 20 obstacles, like super cool obstacles and super team oriented for Tough Mudder. Spartan, it's more like individual, individual based, and you're really going for personal time, very competitive. It's not so much like, hey, let's just all have fun and have teamwork. It's like, no, like complete the course and then kick your fellow Spartan in the mud pit. But Tough Mudder is all about helping other people finish the race. It was such a cool experience because there were people there that you probably would not look at them and be like, oh, this person is going to go to a Tough Mudder. But it's so cool to see people that are not super great looking athletes, but they're doing something that's challenging them. And that was one of the coolest things in the world. I love that there are people there that are like making this their first event. So to that point, we had one of my buddies from church invited all four of his brothers and then a friend from Pennsylvania, and they all ran it together. Some of these guys have never ran 2 miles in their life, and they all did a half marathon together. And it was so cool to me to see these guys do something that they were really worried at first, but they just went, had fun, and did something that like they were breaking boundaries for themselves. And I love that. So we Juan and his brothers all went. They're just a hoot, like super fun guys. I ran with Tyler McPhee, who's in our burpee challenge. Clayton Juarez, look at his stuff. We might have him on the show this month, but he's the weekend builder on Instagram. Yeah, but he ran with us, and my bishop and the first counselor ran. Funny Dude. Story with the bishop. I'm in the temple on Friday afternoon at like 1 o'clock, and I see the bishop and I go, hey, you're running with us tomorrow, right? Like, you saw that in the church chat that we're doing the race. And he goes like, no, like I'm not running. I go, you're doing it with me. Like, we're doing it together. And so he's like, I don't know. Like, I need to look into it. I might be able to. So I walk out of the temple and I see his wife and I go, hey, your husband, did he tell you about the race he's doing tomorrow? It was done. I got him. So he was so stoked. But he actually did an awesome job. And then the last group we had was an Anthem sales group. We had my wife and all of her girlfriends went. And then we had a Sunday crew from another sales group, like the other sales team, go and do the 5-mile run. So just amazing to see a ton of people challenge themselves, push themselves. And this was probably the toughest thing that a lot of guys have done. I'm wearing the Tough Mudder headband right now that you earn upon finishing a race. So much fun. Dude, so
that's awesome. I'm that sounds like such a blast. And how many people did you have total?
I think there was 15 in my group, plus another 5 in Kaya's, plus another 5. I think we probably had like 25 to 30 people show up. Like 30 people in total all went, some at different times. 30 plus. It had to have been more because some people signed up but just didn't go with that group. They went at a different time. I ran into some people from church And they said, hey, Austin, thanks for the codes. I had no idea that they had signed up, but they did it. It was such a cool experience, man. I took the guys afterwards because all these guys that I ran with, they all helped me move into my house. And so took those guys. We all got hibachi together, and it was a blast, man. I had such a fun weekend. I am so happy right now.
Dude, that's so awesome. That's so, so awesome. And I think that's one of the cool parts about, I know this is Tough Mudder, but I think it's one of the cool parts about Spartan is that, like, and we've seen it when we're talking with Dan, we are trying to get a group of people together to just start moving, to just start doing something, to start breaking boundaries. Cause really it's the process of getting from here to there that makes all the difference. It's the process of, like what we're doing, it's a process of doing burpees every day. It's not actually the total number of burpees you're doing. It's just the process of making it a priority to get your body moving. And then, like you said, like a bunch of these dudes haven't even run 2 miles in their life, and they just ran 6 times that much.
Yeah,
like, dude, that's so cool. It's so cool because now they have this like little anchor point in their history that says, like, hey, I can do more than I think I can. And that'll show up everywhere else in their lives. And it's a very, very common thing to see people who start to take their fitness seriously, who then like start to expand in other parts of their life because they start to become more disciplined. It's just the habit of discipline. It's not just the habit of exercise or the habit of moving the body, but it's the habit of discipline that then expands into, or that kind of seeps into other parts of life.
Much agreed. I think a lot of these guys have this newfound confidence in themselves, and they're already itching to sign up for another one. So that like marketing campaign, like one free race, it's going to turn into a lot more for them because something like that is so addicting, where it's like, wow, I accomplished something that was insane. And at the very end, dude, we're doing cold, full plunge, full submersion cold plunges to go underneath walls. And I'm hitting my face with chunks of ice. It's freezing. As soon as you get out of that, you have to just go through a tent of wires. It's called, like, they call it the shock therapy. And you have to run through. Like, full-grown men are running through. And at the very end, it's like Tyler, he got buzzed in the back. He just... And he just face planted in the mud. So I got through pretty unscathed, but it was pretty much every obstacle required teamwork. And that was unique because I got to see so many people who didn't think they could do it, an obstacle. They did it because other people were literally yanking their bodies over walls. It was so cool. So the obstacles are built so that you cannot do them by yourself. And I think that that's what makes that race so awesome. So overall, great success there. And really, with the summer so far, I've just been having a blast. Not all of our guys are out here yet. They kind of did a kind of first wave to get the veterans out. And then most of the other reps will be out next week. And then the ball starts rolling. We get, you know, more correlations going for those guys. And it's going to be really cool to teach new guys how to sell. It's one of my favorite things to do. So,
well, that's awesome. That's, and speaking of selling, dude, how are you sitting so far for the season?
So season, as Anthem defines it, is as of October 1st. So as of October 1st, I'm at 174 accounts because I had that little stint at the end of the year. But as of January 1st, I'm just basing off of what I get paid off of. So I'm at 100 accounts that I'm accumulating to kind of like build up a big old check at the end of the year. Do like keep attacking my dreams. I think I've found this year that I'm just more worried about like, hey, like how can I put money in my family's pocket as opposed to the recognition and all of the awards? Like it really is. We have a game plan to get 10 rentals in the next like 5 years. And that's what I want. Like, I don't care about awards right now. It's just about, hey, how can I get to this goal as soon as possible? And we're making progress. I don't know that we'll house hack this place just because the more we live in it, it's like, hey, we could use this space. And the house hack for this house might not be as good as we thought. And that's okay. Like, I'm totally fine not having to house hack this and have people live in my basement. It's still not off the table, but we'll see what happens with that. And the townhome was a big victory. So that's something that I've been doing before work every day, is getting that ready. And I'm stoked. I have been really excited for it. But what I've seen so far is like that skill that I developed last summer of being able to like attack one task for my family and then go out and sell. I've been seeing it happen already this summer, and I'm super grateful that I worked on that skill to be able to like juggle a lot of opportunities and at the same time and still excel at my job. So why don't you
say more about that? Because I don't know if we've talked about that here on the podcast. This, the idea of doing one thing for your family and then going out and selling. What do you mean?
So I think in pest control sales, there's this idea that if you don't start at a certain time, it's probably like, oh, not even worth going out to sell. It's more of, it's this all or nothing mentality of, hey, if I don't start by 11 a.m. and I start at 1 because I had to go get my oil changed or I had to get a delivery of a fridge, then therefore I should probably just take the day off because a late start probably means I won't have a good day, which couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, if you do have a later start, sometimes it's more, you're more intentional about the time that you do have. And really, I'm going to add you in my group chat for all my deals, but a lot of my deals come at prime time, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. So I do not stress out at all this summer. There's been days where I kind of have moments of stress, but I haven't had days where I let that stress snowball into a complete panic attack of, oh my gosh, I haven't sold anything yet. I mean, there was a day where we were at zero at seven o'clock, and I did 4 in a row to end the night. And so it's, and one more quick story is the other day I told my technician Diego that we're going to go to the temple together. And that is my favorite thing to do every week. It's like, I always look forward to do that now. Our goal is to do it every 2 weeks just to give us leeway if we're behind on sales. So that way I'm at least getting in the Lord's house every 2 weeks, right? But there, we were doing great on sales last week. Life happened. I had to get washers and dryers delivered, fridge delivered, work on moving the house in. And I almost said, hey, we shouldn't go to the temple. Let's go next week. But then I was like, wait, what are my priorities? It's God, myself, and my family. Like, because I want to make sure I'm in a good spot to provide for my family. It's like God, myself, and my family, and then work. So if I'm going to live by my priorities and by my values, I'm going to go to the temple. And so when I made that decision, there was zero stress. We went to the temple. We got our smoothies afterwards, parked my car. We said a quick prayer that we would be able to do 5 that day. And we finished with 5. Like, and there was a lot of faith there. I was like, hey, like putting God first, it's going to work out. And it did. And so granted, that day, we didn't start till closer to 4. And I'm not saying that this should be encouraged to do every day. Like if you're brand new in sales, it's kind of that period where you have to put your head down and really, really, really grind to learn the skill and figure out the learning curve. But I'm at a point right now where I want to be a dad. I want to be able to work out. I want to go do a race on a weekend and still be able to perform at a high level. And it's completely possible to do. So that's just like a huge realization I've had. And this summer with the baby coming up in July, like I'm putting my head down to really, you know, really do well. After we get all this moving stuff out of the way, I'll be able to kind of lock in a little bit more on out, like time on doors. But until then, we've had to do life. We've had to get the fridge delivered. I've had to go get, you know, we got our gym mats delivered today. So there's things that have to happen in order to create the systems and the structure that I'll perform the best under. And there's no sense in having anxiety the whole time when I know it'll all work out in the end. So does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Like guys feel guilty in pest control sales if they have to go get their oil changed on their car. I'm like, dude, if you don't get your oil changed on your car will break and you will have more problems. And that's the same. It's actually a metaphor for our souls too. Like if you do not take care of your soul when you are pushing yourself to the limits and getting rejected hundreds and hundreds of times, your mental soul, like your mental car, will break down and you will have a lot more problems in 4 months versus doing the maintenance that is required to keep a healthy, happy soul and a healthy, happy body. And that's where I'm at now. And I freaking love it. It's been awesome. So that's where I'm at. Like I am really grateful to be where I'm at and to have the systems in place and the flexibility, I think. So amazing. Dude, life is good.
Yo, I'm really happy to hear that. I really am. And something I wanted to bring up to talk about. So it happens in every sales job, occupation, whatever you're selling, it happens to everybody. But in solar, they refer to it as the solar coaster, where You go out, you work real hard for a period of time. You know, you sell several accounts, several deals. The money comes in and you're just like right in that high. You know, it takes a period of time between, you know, your first sit down to closing to install to payday. And so like you work real hard and then you get to see the benefits and then you have a big fat paycheck and you kind of ride that. Mm-hmm. And then once you've, you know, a few days after you got that paycheck, you realize like there's nothing new coming into your pipeline. There's nothing new coming into the funnel. So now you got to get back up. You got to kind of start over and you do it again. So then you go through this lull of no, you know, no payouts, no deals, no nothing. And you're just back on the doors, grinding. And then you start to get the momentum again. And then you start to see some deals and then you start to make some sales and you have some money. And then now you're feeling good again. And you pull off the gas pedal and you just go back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, it was interesting because I've known this about solar, but it's been a while since I've done something else. I've just been doing the military thing. And a few weeks ago, I was telling you about some of the success that I was seeing with my website for credit card rewards. And I was really excited. You know, I was able to make enough money to buy a new computer, which I'm recording from and has been just like absolutely awesome. Was able to get a little bit of new equipment here and there for both for this podcast as well as for the travel rewards. And but then my sisters came out to visit for a couple weeks, and I had been in the habit of every morning, kind of one of the first things I did in the morning was you know, get ready and then sit down and work on my website for about half an hour, and then get out the door, drive to work, go to the gym, lift, work, and then drive home and do everything with my family afterwards. And I was doing that every day. And so it was top of mind every single day. It was one of the first things I did every single day because it was one of my priorities. I have some monetary goals set to this. And also I just really want to see what I can do, like how I can take thoughts and ideas in my head and make them reality, make things happen. And so I was doing it every day. And because it's one of the first things that you do in the day, it's something that comes up in your mind. It comes up in your thoughts throughout the day. And that's where you start to see kind of some breakthroughs of good ideas. Oh, hey, actually, what if I did this? What if we did this? How about, I was thinking about this thing all wrong. Maybe I actually ought to approach it from this angle, et cetera. That kind of just happens throughout the day. And so there's more progress happening because I had said it as a priority earlier in the day. But then my sisters came and visited and I was still working long hours and wanted to spend some time with my sisters in the evening. So we were starting to stay up later every night playing games and doing things. And because we're staying up later, I was sleeping in a little bit later. And so what I was cutting out was that time spending on my website. And so I was doing that for about like 2 weeks. And then they left and kind of some things at work kind of got a little bit crazy. And then everything settled down. And I realized like zero movement had been made on the website front. Zero movement. And not only are there like, you know, there's no new signups, there's no money coming in. Like the momentum is also gone. And now we got to start back over. Now you got to get that flywheel is what Jim Collins refers to it as, kind of like in the playground, that big wheel thing that everyone stands on, and it's got rails and you kind of like spin it. And at first it's really heavy to turn. It's really, really heavy because it's slow. And then once it starts spinning, all you got to do is kind of just like tap it, you know, just kind of like push it just a little bit. And that thing spins and spins and spins. And if you let go of it, it'll spin on its own for a little while. But if you stop pushing it, you lose the momentum and that thing eventually grinds to a halt. And I was just thinking about how important consistency is. We've been talking about doing our burpees. We're 30 plus days into our burpees every day challenge. And I was telling you the other day, like this is the first time in forever that I've done something for more than 30 days in a row. Like I can't name the last thing I did for more than 30 days in a row, except for like eat and sleep, you know? And
isn't that crazy?
And so, yeah, dude, it's nuts. And so like now I'm thinking about this, this business that I'm working on, like it's just a reminder that this is how everything in life works out. It all works the same. It doesn't matter if you're selling solar, it doesn't matter if you're selling pest control, it doesn't matter if you're in the military, it doesn't matter if you're like, whatever it is that you're doing, you're building up momentum and you just got to keep at it just a little bit every day, just a little bit every day.
And it's not so much that you need to be perfect every day. It's just show up. Like if you have to go, like I was saying with the getting your oil changed in the car, go address that and then go and work. It's every day does not need to be perfect. I like the image of everybody thinks that doing your best is like this. It shows seven glasses Monday through Friday or batteries, and it shows like 100% every single day. It's like, no, like some days you're going to give 70%. Some days you'll give 100%. Some days you'll give 40%. And I've seen that throughout the summer already. Like there's been days where I've been sick, very sick, like almost passed out on somebody's door just because I had like allergies. And I said, Diego, I'm going to go take a 15-minute nap in your car, turned into 20-minute nap. I went back out, sold two more before we went home. And Diego knows now not to recommend that I go home, because some nights he'll say, man, I was going to tell you you should have gone home, but then you did like three or four more. And that's how, like, I just want to show up, put in the hours, and I know that in the end, that will all pay off. But you're right. The flywheel is a great metaphor. An airplane, too. That's a Brian Tracy metaphor of it takes a lot of energy to get an airplane off the ground. But then once it's in the air, you just have to maintain. And consistency is what I have found is way more sexy than an explosive day or an explosive week. Like, consistency is what pays the most over time. We're working on getting consistency. Like, I've been doing 5-day weeks so far. We've been doing about 25 accounts a week. That's great. So now we're going to get consistent at doing 30 accounts a week, which is 6 a day. So that's a little jump that we can make. And it's not going to throw off all my systems, but it is going to be enough to push me a little bit. And then we make little jumps throughout the summer so that we can actually improve throughout the summer, which is typically what I do on summers, is I'll improve throughout the summer. So I like that, man. Like, I think it's easy when life changes, you might've gotten thrown off on your website, but then that's why it's important to have accountability. Cause just you saying that to me is probably going to be enough to get you back on track. Like, I don't know if you'd agree there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's been like 3 or 4 days now where, when I realized it, I was like, dude, it just means that every morning, I've just got to open my computer. I've just got to open it up.
Yep.
Cause as soon as I open it up, I know I'll log into this account and I'll pull up my website or I'll do this. I've got a list of all the to-dos of things that I need to knock out. And maybe, maybe I'll only pull it up and edit, an article or a podcast episode or something. Maybe I'll only edit for like 5 or 10 minutes before I have to go to work, but I did it. And then throughout the day, I'm thinking about it. On my drive home, I'm thinking about it. Like today on my drive home, I was, or just before I got off work, I was like, well, I've got a few minutes. Let me just open up my computer. Let me just log in. I wanted to get some thoughts out that I'd been having throughout the day. I wanted to put them down, of how I wanted to approach the next series of episodes. So, I jotted them down, closed my computer, headed home. And on the drive home, I was listening to, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I paused it because I had all these thoughts running through my head. I was like, actually, I want to stop listening here. And I want to just explore some of these thoughts on what I should do with the website. So started just thinking through some of those things. Like it just starts to happen. You just start to more frequently have these thoughts on whatever. I mean, it happens to whatever it is you're focusing on, but you just got just a couple minutes, dude. You just got to make it a priority.
Did you start your podcast yet for Travel Rewards?
Yeah. Well, so okay. Get this. So I did record the first episode.
Cool.
And it's weird, because I've never recorded episodes of just me. Well, okay. I actually have. I've done a couple here and there, but like this was, I was like, dude, this is kind of like a new thing. Like everything that I've done is with a host, is with somebody else. So I'm like, dude, It's just me like recording. And so I started editing the transcript so we can download the whole transcript and like go through it. And so I was like, well, I'll clean it up and then I can just put it on the website. And I'm going through it, dude. And I was like, this is bad. I'm all over the place. This is a lot of information. Like I tried to tackle a really, really big topic in just one episode and it turned into just like an hour and change of just kind of like rambling in every direction and not clear enough. And I was like, dude, this is bad. So I ended up, instead of like finishing editing, I just trashed the whole thing. And I was like, actually, I think what I need to do is break this up benefit by benefit for the card. And like, I think we'll actually go shorter episodes and I think it'll actually become a more feasible thing that in my short amounts of time every single day, I'll be able to actually crank through editing the script on this day, publishing this on this day and putting this out on this day. Like I think I'll be able to make it more feasible, but I don't know if I would have had that idea if I hadn't recorded. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Showing up is what matters. And I think with me and you too, our month has been crazy. I think I texted you. I'm like, dude, we just got to get something going for this episode this month, because all my systems have been like out the door recently, because it's my systems now are like, get these boxes unpacked, then go to work. Okay. The next day, put washer and dryer in, then go to work. So I'm trying to attack it like that.
Yeah.
And today my goal was, okay, get the gym mats delivered, film with Jared and do burpees and then go to work. Once I'm done with this podcast, I get dressed and I go. But like, I don't know. I think it's okay to have those moments where family comes in town and you devote more time to them, as long as when they're out, you're back on track. And I think the ability to be flexible is really, really important. Yeah. But you have to be able to get flexible to get back into the routines that are really good for you. Right. Yeah. So yeah. And so I mean, with the burpees with me, there's been 2 days over the last, 40 days where one was a move-in day. We just lifted furniture all day and I just had to do 280 the next day. And then I just finished up with my 280th burpee right before hopping on the call with you, because yesterday was just a Sunday day, post Tough Mudder day. And we're still staying consistent. My buddy Tyler is actually out injured right now with his shoulder. I think I injured two friends on the Tough Mudder.
Good.
Yeah, it's good for him. Bill's character. One of them is limping a little bit. He'll be fine. And then Tyler just tweaked his shoulder. He'll be back at it in a week. He's fine.
Yo, speaking of which, two or three days ago, I was doing burpees. I was on my eighth set of 14 sets. On my eighth set, dude, I got up. I was like, yo, my shoulder actually hurts. Like, it hurts kind of right here. And I was just thinking, like, shoot, I still got six more sets. Like, how do I do this? And so I was like, well, maybe I'll kill my timer, because I was doing an EMOM timer. And so I killed the timer and I was like, well, maybe I'll just slow it down and like try and feel where exactly, if there's a different angle, are my hands too tight, my elbows too close, do I need to go wider? And I really slowed it down, dude. It took me a while to finish those last six sets, but I finished it and I was like, okay, I made it through the last six sets without feeling more injured or without like aggravating it at all. And then the next day I was, kind of like moving my shoulders around and I was like, okay, like I'm still feeling pretty sore. I have a feeling this might hurt. So let's slow it down. And so I slowed it down, took a while, got through all of them. And I was like, okay, tomorrow we'll give it a go. And then the next day, same thing for like the first half of the set. So then I was like, dude, I think I'm actually kind of feeling all right. And so then I did a regular set kind of a little bit faster. And I was like, okay, I think we might be back on it. And then today knocked him out. Like,
cool,
doing just fine.
It's such a cool crew to see everybody doing their burpees right now. Adam Clark has been very consistent, especially because he's selling pest control right now with the Grit. I forget what Mark, I think he might be in Texas or Jersey, something like that. But he's doing burpees with some of his guys at the hotel rooms at 11:30 at night.
Dude,
awesome, so cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's doing a good job, and we've got a couple other guys. Chris Pierce was already doing 100 a day, anyways, just top on board. And it's cool to see just guys just hop on board with the burpee train. Yeah, so,
and my freaking sister-in-law, dude, she's even doing them.
Yeah.
And it turns out when she was visiting here in Italy, she was like, it was like a week later. She was like, so I started doing those burpees. I actually started a week ago. I just wanted to see if I could even do it. And I was like,
she's,
you've been doing
them
like, in the attic, like hiding like for like a week. Dude, you're a freaking monster. Like, that's awesome. And yeah, she's been crushing it. And they left from Italy. They went to Scotland. Then they went back to UK. Like, and then they were in London. And then they went back to the States. Like, she was all over the place. And she was like, I did them all in Scotland. I did them all in Edinburgh. I did them all in London. I was like, dude, like, still making it happen.
That's the beauty, is with a burpee, you don't need any equipment. You don't need any mats. There, one day we were moving and I had to do the 280. I was doing burpees outside of a car wash with cars zipping by the road. And I probably look crazy, but I'm like, no, I need to get these done. So I did like 50 at the car wash. I do like 50 at one house, 50 at another house. Like, it's okay to break them up throughout the day. And I think that's where the huge benefit of cardio comes from, knocking them out all at once. But then there's a huge benefit of just discipline, of just figuring out how to get them done. And so I've enjoyed it a lot. And I think it's been a great experience to be a part of that. It's not thrown off my systems. I do really, truly believe it is a very manageable thing to do. I don't feel like I've signed up to do a 75 hard and I'm doing two workouts a day. Like, I really feel like this is just a simple task that I can maintain throughout the course of the rest of the year. And just a great group of guys to do it with. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's been so fun. I know fun and burpees don't often go together in the,
sentence. We have a couple of screws loose. We think they're fun, I think.
That's all right, man.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Good.
Because honestly, you're right. Like, dude, the first few days were rough. They were real rough, dude. I was like, my hips don't bend this way. My back's kind of hurting. I'm like, just really not feeling it. And now, dude, like I can feel my body's like moving. Like when I'm my form is on, I'm feeling good. I knock out a set. I'm like, oh, dude, I guess my rest time's already up. And then I just hit another set and I get up and I'm kind of starting to breathe a little bit harder. I'm like, all right, Like, are this you is wearing how it goes. A
watch when you're doing these too? Like heart rates and stuff like that?
I don't have a heart rate monitoring watch, so
My heart rate has gone down. When I did sets of 10, it used to hover at around like 170 something. And today my heart rate was hovering at like 155. Like it was at 155 for the whole time. So my heart is becoming more efficient. That's a really cool thing to look at. Like,
yeah,
that's cool. Like that's showing like, wow, my heart is getting in better shape. And I was excited about that. So,
dude. Well, it's exactly what you were saying earlier. It's not just exercising the body. Like you're not just doing burpees. You're not just getting the cardiovascular exercise. It's also an exercise in discipline. Like you're accomplishing multiple things with the same task. Like Dan's just like, well, why don't you just do these burpees? And he didn't tell us why we needed to do them. He didn't, like, aside from I got to earn my way to Greece, but like he's just saying like, just do this thing. And see what happens. You know, what are you going to learn from it? That time that you decided to order a burrito and go run a marathon to go pick up your burrito, like, we'll just see what happens. Crazy. The time I wanted to go run an ultra, I was like, maybe there's something to learn here. Like, let's go figure it out. And now we're going to go freaking run the trifecta in Sparta, which, by the way, dude, I was thinking about it. So I think it's a 21K, a 10K, and a 5K, right?
Yeah, it'll be a marathon for sure.
Dude, well, so it's actually just shy of a marathon, like 36K. I think that's like 23-24 miles. So dude, like we might have to rerun the 5K, just like run the 5K again afterwards.
Do you want to know, Spartan takes a lot of pride in saying that their 21K is 13 miles, but it's not. It's like 15 or 16 miles.
okay.
Their 5K, they say that it's 3 miles. It's not. It's like more. It's like 4 miles. And then they love the fact that they tell you that it's one distance and then you show up and they're like, actually, y'all signed up for a half marathon. It's like 13 miles. No, this one's freaking 17 miles. Go.
And then they shoot the gun and start.
Yeah, they call them Spartan miles. So we're probably going to end up doing a marathon. That's why I'm terrified for my ultra with my uncle in June, because it's like, oh yeah, it's just a 21K twice. No, it's not. It's like, it's a 21K plus some change twice. So it's well over a marathon. I think we'll probably end up doing 35, 36 miles that day. It's going to be nasty. So there we go.
That makes me feel gross. But dude, yeah, I don't know if your watch will be able to track us while we run, but we got to figure out a way to make sure that we hit that marathon while we're out there. Cause
if we don't, we'll just run around some more.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, hey, we can't cross this finish line. Hold on. We gotta go get another mile in, another couple miles
Victory
in
before lap. We can cross,
dude, which I'm really excited about.
We need to get get tickets for that. So
yeah, dude, I still need to register.
Better to get them sooner than later. And I think I'll just have to get a ticket. I'm going to miss Halloween here, but I'll probably fly out a little bit earlier, get acclimated a couple of days, and then we'll just roll. And then it'll be good.
Yeah. Offline, dude, we'll have to figure out our itinerary. And I can't remember if we decided if our wives want to come or don't want to come.
Nope.
Yeah. Nah. So we can just, I'll make sure that I take leave. And yeah, we'll get a hotel
Kaya,
and everything.
Kaya told me no. She's like, dude, I don't even want to go anymore because I know that after the race, you're probably going to be useless. And like, she's like, it's just not with a newborn baby. It's just going to be a complete nightmare. So we just decided no. It's just going to make I will have way more fun if we just go together. And then afterwards, like when our next daughter, we decided to name her Francesca. We will have way more fun if we just leave Francesca in Georgia with grandparents and go with us, you know.
Dude, okay. Well, there are some really cool resorts in Greece, like on some of the Greek islands, dude. And we've been looking at some, and there are some that are like adults only, like 18 plus. I think it would be super fun if we, like, if Marisha and I left, you know, if my mom came out to visit and we just like left the babies with her and we all went and like stayed on an island for a little while. Cause we did a different one in Crete, which is a big Greek island. And we took Talitha, just three of us, but it was at a Royal Senses, which is like super bougie 5-star hotel. They like picked us up from our car in a golf cart and drove us up to the front like desk, and we go inside, they just take our passports and like disappeared. And they had us like sit down on a couch, and they brought us these drinks and these like warm towels to wash our hands and these cookies and stuff. And they like processed all our stuff. And then they drove us in the golf cart up to our room, which had a private pool and overlooked the ocean. I mean, it was just like absolutely insane. We were like, we do not belong here, dude. Like, there's some really, really cool things that we could do. So maybe we ought to look at doing that. Maybe next year or something like that.
I'm down. So, count me in.
But yeah, all right, dude. Well, hey, let's. I think we probably got to wrap this up here.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts or anything you wanted to share, man?
I think it was fun to do an update today. We will be getting a guest on here by the end of the month. So I have a couple people in mind, Jared, and we'll nail that down. If you guys didn't listen to last month's episode with Talon, he's a stud, really good friend of mine, and Jared and I got connected a while back ago with him, just through basic accountability, but we had him on the episode. It was awesome. Go back and listen to it. But we invite you guys to join us on the burpees every single day. And please continue to share our podcast with anybody that you think could benefit from it. And leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. We'd appreciate that a ton. It'll help get the message out.
Yeah. And for those of you who maybe didn't listen to the last episode or don't remember how many burpees we're doing. So we signed up to do, and by we, I mean, Austin signed both of us up to do 130 burpees every day for the month of March. And then every day for April, 150 in May, 160 in June, et cetera, et cetera. Until we go run the trifecta in Sparta, Greece. So we're about 30, 31, 32, 33 days into this thing. And dude, they get so much easier. They really, really do. And you start moving, you start feeling good. You don't feel so achy. And like, dude, I used to feel like all crunchy. Like I felt like all my joints, my back, my hips, like everything was just like creaking and just stiff all day long, dude. Not anymore, man. You do 140 burpees, man, and you are limber. That's for sure. So, go ahead and join us, dude. Like, and shoot us a message on Instagram. Austin, your handle is just Austin Mazer. Mine's big _2C. But yeah, we have an accountability group. There's some 12, 15 people in that group, and we just post in there when we're done, take pictures and motivate each other when things aren't going so well. Cause that's the whole point, is that we do this together. We're a tribe.
Appreciate you guys. And tune in for our next episode this month. Keep sharing. Thanks, guys.